Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is John Wadsworth, and we're going to continue our reading of the Genesis record on page 68. We're going to cover Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 through 25, mainly talk about the living creatures. The Genesis record is a scientific and devotional commentary on the Book of Beginnings. Is by the Institute of Creation Research. Okay, beginning with the living creatures, Genesis record. Having made the atmosphere and the hydrosphere on the second day, and then the lithosphere and the biosphere on the third day, God next proceeds to make animal life for the atmosphere and hydrosphere on the fifth day, and then animal life for the lithosphere and the biosphere on the sixth day. All the necessities for living creatures were present on the earth by this time. Light, air, water, soil, chemicals, plants, fruits, and so forth. One deficiency yet remained. The earth was still void and so forth. The earth was still void of inhabitants. However, God had formed it to be inhabited, Isaiah 45:18. And the fifth and sixth days were to be devoted to this final work of creation. Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. The first introduction of animal life was not a fragile blob of protoplasm that happened to come together in response to electrical discharges over a primeval ocean, as evolutionists believe. Rather, the water suddenly swarmed abundantly with swarming creatures. The waters did not bring forth, as mistranslated in the Authorized Version. The Hebrew word sheretz, S-H-E-R-E-T-S, which is rendered by moving creatures in the Authorized Version, is actually translated creeping thing in the 11th places where it occurs. It seems to be essentially synonymous with reams, or R-E-M-E-S, which is also translated creeping thing. In Genesis 1:24, as used in Genesis 1:20. However, it evidently refers to all kinds of marine animals, invertebrates, reptiles. Just a second. Okay. The word life occurs for the first time in this verse. A Hebrew word is nephesh, N-E-P-H-E-S-H. Actually, this is the word also for soul and is frequently used to refer to both the soul of man and the life of animals. In the biblical sense, have real life or soul or consciousness, but both animals and men do. Along with animals, for the water sphere, there also appeared animals for the air sphere, birds to fly in, literally, the face of the firmament of heaven. The word translated open in the King James is pene, P-E-N-A, P-E-N-E, and can carry the meaning face of. Thus, it is reasonable to understand the phrase firmament of heaven in this verse to apply to both the troposphere, the lower region of the atmosphere, and the stratosphere. Birds fly only in the lower region, the face of the firmament. Animal life was not simply brought forth from the earth or water, as was true for plant life. The principle of consciousness was not capable of development merely by complex organization of the basic physical elements, and so it required a new creation. God had created the physical elements of the universe on the first day, and here he performed his second act of true creation. God created great whales, every living creature that moveth. The living creature is the same as a living soul, so that this act of creation can be understood as the creation of the entity of conscious life, which would henceforth be an integral part of every animated being, including man. The first animal specifically mentioned as the product of this act of creation was the great whale, or great whales, or great sea monsters, as most translations render the Hebrew word tannin, T-A-N-N-I-N. It is significant, however, that this same word is most frequently translated dragon. Evidently, the term includes all large sea creatures, even the monsters of the past that are now extinct. The frequent references to dragons in the Bible, as well as in the early records and traditions of most of the nations of antiquity, certainly cannot be shrugged off as merely fairy tales. Most probably, they represent memories of dinosaurs handed down by tribal ancestors who encountered them before they became extinct. The type of animals mentioned in the passage are apparently intended to include every inhabitant of the water and atmosphere. Furthermore, each was to reproduce after its own kind, like the various plants. The actual biochemical reproductions of the animals was programmed to assure the fixity of the kinds. Physically and chemically, animals are similar to plants. Modern genetics has shown that all replicating systems functioning in the framework of the marvelous information program in the DNA molecule. The DNA for each kind is programmed to allow for wide individual variations within the kind, but not beyond the structure of the kind itself. In this case, God not only declared that his work was good, but also pronounced a blessing on the animals he had created. Though not an object of God's love as man would be, animals nevertheless are objects of his care and concern. Not even a sparrow would ever fall to the ground without his noticing and caring. Matthew 10:29, and he continually provides food for them in Matthew 6:26. The blessing included both a command and a provision for the continued multiplication of the animals. He had created animals so that they would soon occupy all parts of the world. It is interesting that a similar command was given later to the animals emerging from the ark after the flood in Genesis 8:17. Once again, it is obvious that the orthodox evolutionary order is not the same as the order of creation recorded here in Genesis. Evolutionary theory says that marine organisms evolved first, then land plants, later birds. Genesis says that land plants came first, then marine creatures and birds simultaneously. Furthermore, if anything, the largest sea animals were the first, again contrary to evolutionary theory. Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. After the creation of animal life and its impartation to air and water creatures on the fifth day, only one day of divine work remained. Animals must be formed for the land surfaces, the lithosphere, and the biosphere. It is noteworthy that the record says that God made. Hebrew is Asha, A-S-A-H. God made these land animals, whereas he said to have created, B-A-R-A, the air and sea animals. It would seem, if anything, that the land animals were of a higher order than the others, and therefore they should have taken a higher category of divine activity. The reason for this apparent anomaly undoubtedly is that the act of creation in verse 21 was that of every living soul, not only of sea and air creatures. Since this soul principle was created on the fifth day, there was no need to mention it again on the sixth day. The formation of land creatures merely involved new types of organization of materials already in existence, including the nephesh, as well as the physical elements. There was no intrinsic difference in the actual making of land animals from that of the marine animals, or, for that matter, of the making of plants. All involve the same fundamental biochemical structure and reproductive mechanisms. The land animals made during the early part of the sixth day are categorized as cattle, creeping things, and beasts of the earth. This description is evidently intended to be comprehensive in so far as land animals are concerned. Very likely, the term cattle refers to domesticated animals. Beast of the earth refers to large wild animals and creeping things. And creeping things refers to all animals that crawl or creep close to the surface of the ground. This classification has no correlation with the arbitrary system of man-made taxonomy. Amphibians, reptiles, mammals, insects, but is a more natural system based on the relation of the animals to man's interests. Thus, the terms beast of the earth includes the large mammals such as lions and elephants, and probably also the large extinct reptiles known as dinosaurs. Creeping things includes the insects and smaller reptiles and probably also most amphibians and many small mammals, that is, moles, rats, noted in Leviticus 11, 29-31. All three categories of land animals were made simultaneously, as is evident from the inverted order of listings in verses 24 and 25. Once again, it is obvious that there is not the slightest correlation with the imaginary evolutionary order, that is, insects, then amphibians, then reptiles, then all mammals. As a matter of fact, evolution places insects, amphibians, and land reptiles all before the birds that Genesis says were made the day before. There was no evolutionary struggle for existence among the animals either, but God saw that it was good. Neither could one kind evolve into a different kind, because God made each category after his kind. All these land animals were said to have been brought forth from the earth or ground. That is, their bodies were composed of the same elements as the earth. And when they died, they would go back to the earth. They also all had souls because they were said to be living creatures, nephesh again. In this respect, they were like air and water animals, Genesis 1:21, and also like man, Genesis 2:7. That's it for today. The ICR, Creation Research, for 50 years, the Institute for Creation Research has equipped believers with evidence of the Bible's accuracy and authority through scientific research, educational programs, and media presentations, all conducted within a thoroughly biblical framework. For more information, visit ICR's website at icr.org. God bless you. Until next time, goodbye.